I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody have their clock set okay over the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah? You feel robbed of that hour?
I don't know. I feel like forward's an easy transition for me.
It gets a little strange for me at nighttime.
Yeah, when you're laying in bed and it's still bright out.
Yeah.
Eye mask, buddy.
Yeah. And, like, I think it's more of a my thing because I'm laying in bed and it's 9:30, but in my head I'm like, this is 8:30.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it took me a little while to get to sleep last night.
Yeah.
For some reason, and I guess it's because I was an hour early.
No, it was because we were watching the OJ special.
I know. I want to get into that in a little bit. Oh, my gosh. What a crazy special that was. What a crazy night last night was because the new Idol aired.
I was watching Idol.
There was an OJ special.
Yep.
iHeart had their awards. So my timeline on Twitter was split between like those three things. Oh, and then, of course, the brackets came out yesterday for March Madness.
Yeah.
So that's four things.
But I felt like the people only tweeting about iHeart were people that worked for iHeart.
I know, but I'm friends with a lot of those people, right. So it shows up on my timeline.
Yeah, because like, me too, and I would see this post, and I'm like, that's cute. You guys are really doing a good job.
Yeah.
We're trying to, you know what I mean? Because, yeah. Like, there's a lot of good TV on right now.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a really good job promoting
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw somebody tweeted that, like, DJ Khaled was introducing someone and didn't know how to say their name. So he handed it over to, like, the producer with the headset on to do it. That's awesome. I mean, that beats Steve Harvey. Like, at least Steve Harvey gave it a shot when he said the wrong country.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. Isn't there just something to be said about, like, he just defeated, like, admitted defeat right there? And
Yeah.
He's like, I already have a hard time with this name. Come over and do it. You do it. And the guy with, like, the headset. No, I didn't recognize the person's name either.
Huh.
But I was watching
the
OJ thing.
They don't tell you who you're going to be introducing beforehand. They just hand you an envelope.
Yeah, but something tells me that, like, DJ Khaled also is, like, one of those guys that's like, I got it, and won't even listen to you. Like, he's like...
Just shows up the last moment.
I'm going to be on camera? Yeah, and you're going to say this name. Do you know how to pronounce it? Yeah, I got it. You know what I mean? Like, probably not a detail-oriented cat like myself.
Sure.
Very detail-oriented.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets past you.
No. What a weekend. We'll do a weekend recap. I want to know. Roy went to something. Loren did something. I did something. Everybody did something this weekend. So we'll do a weekend recap coming up in just a little bit. But up next, let's talk about last night. Roy, I want like an Idol review from you. Loren and I, we can talk about the OJ thing.
Okay.
As we get our Monday started, plus $500 could be in your pocket with our Wake Up and Win contest. We're going to do it any moment this morning. Well, we're not even going to give you a hint on what hour we're going to do it. Could be 6, could be 7, could be 8, could be 9. If you told us at the website, kiss951.com, what time you wake up and win, you're in the running today.
I'm pretty sure we're not giving you the hint because we don't even know.
That's a pretty good point. That's pretty accurate, Lorraine.
All right, we're still trying to organize things and get our Monday together.
Yeah, we all just got here. Maybe some snow, too, they say, for the northern part of Mecklenburg County today.
Yeah, the school, the North Mac, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I know, like, up in the mountains, schools are already closed.
Yeah, but they say that the snow could reach, like, the Huntersville area, Concord,
I would be totally
Albemarle.
Okay if we did not get another snow.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's like, thanks, winter, we're done with you, though.
Right.
Okay, we'll be back in just about 6 minutes.
For a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-600-8199. That's 1-800-600-8199. 1-800-600-8199.
You know, sometimes when you start your Monday, it's already a hot mess. Sometimes it's just not going well. You need to go ahead and do the one thing that you know is going to make your day better and plan your dinner reservation today at Essex Bar and Bistro.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even 7 o'clock, and I'm already looking forward to a Bloody Mary at Essex in Uptown.
Yeah, it's like, I
need it right now.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, Essex Bar and Bistro, for Easter Sunday, they're going to have a brunch that you should not miss out on. Starting at 10:30 a.m., they're going to have this international, fully loaded buffet, kid-friendly buffet as well. I'm talking about a Benedict station, carving station with prime rib, fresh baked ham, pork tenderloin, marinated salmon.
Yeah, for $35, you get to skip the hassle of cooking for your family, dealing with the cleanup. And if you have some of those family members that are, you know, kind of like a headache, they got $4 mimosas and $6 Bloody Marys.
You got to get in on this buffet, $35. More details at EssexNC.com. Go to Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown.
Mom, I told Miss Nelson.
Oh, boy.
It was a crazy TV night last night. Idol debuted on ABC. Roy, you watched that.
I did.
And that was weird, too, because that has Seacrest, who hosts it, going up against the company that he works for with the iHeart Awards that were on last night, too.
Well, I didn't think about that.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I will say Seacrest was definitely scaled back.
Yeah?
Yes.
In what way?
You know how he used to do a lot of interviewing people out, like, in who's waiting in the crowd about to go in? That's all gone.
Yeah.
Really?
That's all gone.
So is it just packages now of those people introducing themselves?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And then it's whenever they come out, you see him. And then occasionally he'll do a voiceover.
No bad singers? No bad performances?
They did, like, 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are the judges? You had Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell they're new and they're trying to feel each other out. You know, it's definitely a dynamic.
Who wants to be the lead judge? Like, you know, you can always tell, like, there's one person pulling ahead.
Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can anybody give critique advice?
So it's kind of funny because the judges will sometimes, like, trying to shut each other up. Which is pretty cool. So, like, Lionel, God bless him, he talks a lot.
Okay.
He gets into a whole
spiel. He's long-winded.
He's very long-winded.
He wants to be the lead judge.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Luke Bryan be like, all right, let's let him sing, Lionel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a lot of that type of stuff.
Wrap it up, Richie. You know,
and then there's this awkward moment, and I guess it's awkward to me because I've watched American Idol, and I've never seen this really done before. There was a guy who had a really cool backstory, but he just didn't sing well. And so... Luke Bryan said, yeah, I like you, you're yes. And then Lionel and Katy Perry said no.
Okay.
And then they kind of went behind the scenes when the producers are putting their makeup on, and Luke Bryan's talking to Katy going, I should have fought you on that. We shouldn't have let him go. I really should have fought you.
Mm.
And I'm like, fought you? Like, you're just one vote.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean fought you on
that?
Well,
maybe he would have tried to convince the other judges, I guess.
Well, and then all of a sudden, so him and Lionel tell the producers to bring the guy back.
What?
And Lionel's like, yeah, I changed my mind. You're going to Hollywood. Like, talk about the, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? They're so strange.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Katy Perry's like just sitting there.
I do remember in the old Idol years, Simon, Paula, and Randy would go into like the Snapple negotiating room and they would bring someone back or they would discuss. Yeah. But I didn't watch any of it. I do know that there's a kid from Hickory, I think, that's going to be on.
I
saw him in a preview commercial.
I didn't see him. But there was a lot of things. Like, I didn't know what a wig was. A wig was a term that a contestant used, which evidently means how good. I don't know.
I still don't know.
But there was some interesting moments.
Okay. Mm. So the Idol thing was on last night. And then, of course, there was this thing, this OJ confession tape from 2006. And it's like... OJ wrote a book, and then Judith Regan, who's a publisher, sat down with him and did the interview with OJ in 2006. And it was like, it was so strange. Their whole relationship is so strange. And we're not going to get in and break down every moment, but like OJ giggled and laughed after everything he said. And it was super annoying and obnoxious.
Well, and I don't know if you caught at some point during the special, she said she wanted to interrogate him, but he kept threatening to leave. So she just kept letting him talk.
Right. Yeah. She She said she didn't want the interview to be over.
Right.
So if she pushed him, the interview would be over.
Huh.
But man, what a crazy, crazy interview. Listen to this. This is his hypothetical. So in the book, which is a mixture of hypothetical things that happen and real life things. So during the interview, Roy, he's got to go, well, now we're at a hypothetical. Now this is what really happened.
But he never really did that. He did
it when he said he came off the plane after coming back from Chicago. That was like the only time that I heard it.
Yeah, because there wasn't like a lot of back and forth where he was like, well, this is what really happened. But hypothetically, this could have happened. He just kept saying I whole time. And I was like, wait, did that happen or did that not happen?
Right. I know. And everybody thinks that hypothetically it happened.
Things got heated. I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself, and this guy kind of got into a karate thing.
He's talking about Ron Goldman there. So he says that he went to Nicole's house because somebody came to his house to say, hey, guess what's going on over at Nicole's house? And when he got there, that's when Ron Goldman was coming with the glasses to give to Nicole.
Which, remind me, because I was really young at this point, but did he ever admit to going to the house and having an altercation with her that night?
No.
Okay.
And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest,
Charlie was a made-up guy that he said in his hypothetical, Charlie's the guy that was there with him. Okay. And a lot of people's theories are that he is Charlie. Like, Charlie's like his alter ego. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people on Twitter were saying last night.
After that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
what kind of stuff?
Blood and stuff around. You know, I hate to say this, but this is not even I'm sorry.
That laugh showed up a lot last night.
And he's saying, I remember...
Yeah.
Like, that's not hypothetical, dude.
No, and then at one point he says, I remember leaving the glove, I think.
Yeah,
listen,
I remember taking off the glove.
Yeah, yeah.
You write about removing a glove before taking the knife from Charlie.
I had no conscious memory of doing that, but obviously I must have because they found a glove there.
Interesting.
And then
what the hell does that mean?
Right?
OJ, you didn't do it. It's not your glove. No,
if the
OJ.
Glove doesn't fit, you must have quit. What happened? How was this not? I mean, so many questions.
Judith Regan says, Roy, you weren't at the murder that night, even though everybody thinks you did it, but they found your shoe. Do you remember taking it off? I don't, but they found it, so I must have. What?
Yeah, that's strange, man. And let me ask you, I know we're out of time, but let me ask you, can you tell that it's edited in a way... Like
edited favorably for TV?
Yes.
I thought the same thing through, but
I don't know.
OJ just talked.
Fluid, yeah.
They gave OJ a lot of time to talk. It was an amazing 2 hours of TV.
They did it in like big increments, Roy, where like they would do a segment and then they would talk about that segment, but it was very much almost like what Matt Lauer used to do in those long form interviews where it was like they would just talk. And it didn't look like it was edited down.
Yeah. It was something. We could discuss later. And, of course, you know, people that DVR'd it, what we just gave you was just the tip of the iceberg. Unbelievable. I mean, they had the psychiatrist there who basically said that OJ needed to do this through the book to help himself get over what he did. Basically saying, like, I went crazy and I don't know what happened that night.
See, and I just think it's braggadocious. Like, he got away with it, and he's like kind of putting it out there. That's what I feel like OJ's personality is.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
He likes to flaunt.
All right, we're gonna come back. We'll discuss why Loren was super hungover, why Roy was at a wedding thing, and why I ended up in at the doctor's office weekend. Yeah, wonderful weekend for everyone.
You gotta get up.
I do solemnly swear.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
How was your weekend, everybody? Did you get everything done that you wanted to? Did you watch a lot of basketball? I know I had, I woke up on Saturday morning and my sinuses were killing me. In fact, like pretty much all day Friday, my sinuses were killing me.
Ooh.
I was bummed out because Amanda and I got invited to Dr. Moziani's 15th anniversary.
Did you guys not go?
I couldn't go, man. My apps, like between my eyes and my mouth, like my cheekbones were killing to the touch. Like I couldn't touch them.
Ooh.
And it hurt to blow my nose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just like I was in such a bad way. So Saturday I went to Indian Land to go to the Minute Clinic at CVS.
Is that the closest thing to you?
Well, the one at Blakeney had a 200-minute delay.
Oh, okay.
The one in Indian Land was pretty wide open.
I didn't know if that was just like on the corner,
No. No, Roy, I do have a CVS on the corner.
Okay.
But it doesn't have a Minute Clinic.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go out to the land. And so she gave me some medicine like immediately. As soon as I started taking the antibiotic, I felt better, you know?
Yeah.
And then Saturday night we went to Dogwood South Park.
Yeah.
Restaurant?
It's a restaurant, okay. Yeah. And for Amanda's friend Amanda had a 40th birthday party, so we went there for that. And I somehow, when I tell you I spilt wine on myself, I should have taken a picture. I don't know how there was anything left in the glass.
You were doped up, buddy. You were on medicine.
That's true, I was. I don't know how there was anything left in the glass. I knocked the stem with my left hand, and it went all over my shirt. Now, lucky for me, I was wearing like a dark blue shirt.
Oh, it'd be great if it was white.
No. Oh, if it was white, I would have put my jacket on. I mean, it was a disaster. I didn't get any on anybody else, which was amazing.
That's
but
good.
I got it all over myself. I looked awful. Anyway, that was, and I was wet underneath.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
So when did you spill it, like at the beginning of dinner? So you had to sit
it was
through
about
the
midway. It was before the food got there. It was about midway through. Yeah. So and then Amanda's like, we're not used to the stem glasses. We have the no stem glasses at home.
We have children.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, Amanda.
Really? Is that true? You don't do stem glasses?
Not really. No, I do the non-stem ones.
See, I'm all stem.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I can't get on the non-stem boat. Although last night was a bit ratchet. I had a tumbler and I filled it up with Pinot Grigio.
There
and
you
I was
go.
Drinking out of that.
And then Lauren, I know you met up with producer Nicole, you and Dallas.
Yeah, we went out Friday night and we went to Merchant and Trade.
Okay.
Which is like my new favorite rooftop bar.
It's good.
It's awesome because it feels like you're in like a New York City rooftop bar. But we hung out there, and it was cool because we got to jump the line. Because there's always a line.
Did you use the Luring card?
Well, I reached out to them before we got there, and I was like, hey, is there a line? Blah, blah, blah. I just, you know, I'm just trying to plan accordingly. And AKA, I'm going somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
And
you're so bougie.
No, the social media manager was awesome. He reached back out to me. His name was Sam, and then I was like, once I got in, I was like, hey, our producer Nicole's coming. Is it cool if I give her your name? And she got to jump the line, too. So, and she had sneakers on, which you're not supposed to be.
How long was the line?
Probably like a 15-minute line.
Mm. And listen to you two. You guys jumped it, too, Nicole?
Yeah, no, they weren't even going to let me in.
Because
of
the sneakers.
Yeah. And Dallas had on sneakers, too. We broke all the rules.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they told me no. They're like, hey, you can't come up there. And I was like, what if I'm on the list? And they were like, hold tight. And at this point, there's like four people already in line that have been told no or that have been told to wait.
That's awkward.
And so then he comes. And I was like, okay, bye, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, and get this move.
The guy's like, there is no list.
But get this move. They don't even take us up the same elevator. They take us like around the back to go up this like private elevator. I was like, I feel so bougie right now.
Roy, will you apologize to everyone else who waited in the line?
I did.
And like
you
people that don't have the ability to get in touch with the social media
sure,
guy.
Sure, and take the private elevator, which I'm sure was just a standard elevator on the other side.
Yeah.
It didn't have like wine and velvet in it. Okay.
Yeah. No, it didn't. But it just promotes what I always say. It's the power of a question. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I've stood in that line before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not many people have this thing called a morning radio show like
just
us.
Well,
let me tell you, I did get so upset. I was at, it's one of the, what is it? .. I think it is. It's like a speakeasy type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they have strict rules there too. But when I was in there, I was seeing all these people that were breaking the rules and I got really upset. I'm like, the rules exist for a reason. I dressed accordingly.
Yeah, but
I
not
made sure
everybody
I
knows
followed
before
the rules.
They get there.
Well,
now we know never to wear sneakers again.
Filthy rule follower.
I know. I was like, if I would have known I didn't have to wear this stupid polo, I would have changed my whole outfit.
Shoes are a little different than what you have on top.
Yeah.
Like, once you're in a dark nightclub, you can't see your shoes.
Yeah.
That's true. That's right.
And so, Roy, real quick, you went to a, you were at a bridal expo?
Yeah. I was at a bridal show.
Married?
No, everyone thought, though. If you look at my Instagram, and there's a lot of people who genuinely think I got engaged over the weekend. It's my production company that caters to wedding. Well, we don't do catering, but we do weddings, video streaming, and we were out there, and it turned into more of an appearance, which was awkward for what I was trying to accomplish.
Right, you're like, hey, I'm here to do business.
Yeah, and everyone's like wanting to take photos. Meanwhile, like Whole Foods is to my right and this venue's to my left, and they're like, why is everyone taking photos?
Yeah.
Well, you had a backdrop there. Maybe it's good marketing for you now.
You know what I mean, though? It was very like...
That's good.
That was strange.
Any of the fans book with you?
No, they just wanted to meet me. They just wanted to say hi.
I love it. Did you find out in a gay wedding any more details? Because...
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't know, like are you and your boyfriend going to both wear rings when you propose? Do you find out any more information? No.
No clue.
Okay, good.
Not a clue.
You didn't even try.
Still to come.
Good.
I just know that I embarrassed myself with people that were in the closet. That's all I know that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
At the bridal show.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so...
Yeah, I think this weekend everybody should just stay home. With Loren skipping the line, me spilling wine, Roy embarrassing a couple that was in the closet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Here's the thing. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so that's not happening either.
That's true. We're going to be lit, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber definitely taking a break. I've got the details on why this break happened. It's coming up in the Dirty in 3 minutes.
Dirty Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
We all know mother knows best, right? We can all agree on that. At least sometimes.
That's the saying, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, this little break between Justin Bieber and Selena may have been brought on by Selena's mom. Well, we all know that Selena's family hasn't been the biggest fan of Selena and Justin getting back together. And her mother was making herself very vocal and well known that she was not feeling Bieber. The family was not trusting him yet. And it was starting to affect Selena's relationship with her mom directly. There was also another side problem that one of Selena's friends told her, like, hey, listen, Justin is all about himself. Like, it is all about Biebs. And as soon as she saw that, she decided that, hey, I need to walk away from this. Mm-hmm. She's turned over a new leaf with her recent health scares. And she just said, listen, we need some space. It can't be all about you.
Wow. So if her mom doesn't approve of Justin, then that's never going to go much further than what it is at.
Well, I think it's going to take time more than anything. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes, hopefully, somewhere down the road, families will accept you. I know I've told the story before, but Dallas's sister wasn't in love with me when we first started dating. And she made it very well known. But when we got engaged, she ended up apologizing. Mm. And then now she's great with me.
You guys should have been on The Bachelor. That would have been awesome. Like, having your Dallas's sister, like, tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm not for this.
But, you know, at some point, the family did accept me. And hopefully that will be the case if Selena and Justin are meant to be together. Joey Lawrence is broke. Him and his wife filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy last year. And according to court documents, they owed $355,000 total. $88,000 in back taxes.
You gotta pay your taxes, bro.
Well, of course. So he's saying that my salary tragically decreased between 2015 and 2016 when Melissa and Joey was canceled. So I was spending and not making any money. Whitney Houston.
I've done that before.
Still doing it.
Whitney Houston's family is finally allowing her story to be told. There's a new biopic coming out, and it's going to hit theaters. This one is approved by the family. It will feature unreleased tracks, never-before-seen footage, and live performances throughout her career, and that will hit theaters July 6th. Now, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty.
Yes.
If you want a sign from God, Katy Perry got one like nobody's business.
Ooh.
And I will share with you what happened in the courtroom.
Okay.
That's
Thank you, Loren. We have a brand new phone slam for you. Roy plays a very bougie. Well, not so bougie.
Not so. There's nothing about me.
No, he plays his southern character, Buford. Uh-huh. This guy has a black card, and his girlfriend reached out to us and said that he's always flaunting it, that we should play a prank on him about the black card.
Which, if you didn't know, that's like the card you can like buy yachts on. You can buy anything you
there's
want.
There's like no limit.
There's
no
limit to the card, yeah.
So we'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Also, if you played our Wake Up and Win contest to try and win $500, I'd be listening very closely, too, within the next 15 minutes.
Hey, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
And by the way, we want to remind everyone that this weekend is our big Shamrock Jam happening at Queen Park Social. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you need to go grab some. And what do you need tickets for? Well, it's simple. We have a band coming out there. A Journey tribute band is going to be playing at Queen Park Social. So we figured, why just sit at a bar and look at each other when you can actually enjoy the entertainment of a live band?
And plus watch basketball.
And you're going to watch the tournament's going to be on 8 teams from both of the Carolinas.
Why
made
are you
it.
Laughing at me?
Because, Roy, you're
that.
Not going to watch one play of basketball.
No.
Let's
be
honest.
I probably won't listen to the band, but I'll be there.
You'll listen to the band.
Of course. When
Don't Stop Believing comes on, everybody's going to be listening to the band. But get your tickets now. Kiss95.1.com. You can get VIP seats. seats, which gives you like a special green Stein mug that you can drink out of. And then, of course, you get up close and personal to the stage, too. So that's this Saturday. Weather looks okay. Looks like it's going to be nice. Unlike today where they're saying maybe some snow.
Yeah.
Saturday's supposed to look good. Tickets available right now for the Shamrock Jam at kiss95.1.com.
You gotta get up.
Highway 160 has at least one lane blocked. Carolina Place Parkway at Lancaster Highway a wreck, and 85 southbound near Lane Street. Wet streets, build in some extra time. Traffic brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So, 8 teams from both Carolinas are in the big dance, as we call it, Roy. March Madness has officially begun, people. The Madness is here, and we want you to come hang out with us and watch the tournament at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, it's going to be called the MRL Super Shot Challenge. You could win a private viewing party for the basketball finals for you and your 9 friends. Join us at Dave & Buster's March 15th, 12 to 2 in Pineville. More details at kiss95.1.com.
Yeah, we're excited to be out there, and good luck shooting against producer Nicole. She's like a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't beat her. But we'll see you out there noon this Thursday.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show Phone Slam. I'm gonna reach my telephone.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Buford. I'm trying to reach, let's see here, Chad. Hello?
Yeah.
Woo, speaking. Do you have one of them fancy names? Ever heard a name and you're like, that's money. That's money right there. They got some money. That's a name that comes from some money.
Who's calling?
My name is Buford, calling from Skidigree MRS. I'm here to talk about your black card.
Huh? What about it?
Ben, well, it ain't good. Got some bad news. You sitting down?
Yeah. Listen, I'm pretty busy, so you got to move on.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down. What's the big deal? Move on.
Stand back up. What I'm about to tell you is going to make you sit down.
Okay. Just move on with it. I got a lot of work going on right now.
We're taking away your black card. We're downgrading your black card.
I'm sorry?
Listen.
You're from America.
Yeah. Listen, we realized that we accidentally sent you the invitation. You don't make enough money to have a black card. You ain't that rich.
I find that really hard to believe.
Your name isn't Warren Buffet, okay?
It really doesn't feel to me like someone like you is going to be answering
someone
American Express to me.
Someone like me? What does that mean? I worked hard for what I have, sir.
Do you even have an American Express card? What kind of card? What do you have, a Discover, a credit union or something?
I don't have any debit cards. I take my check to the local cash advance store.
Okay. if there's some kind of issue with my black card, it'd be better for me if I could speak with your supervisor.
No, I don't like to be caught up in debt like you little plastic card flinging yuppies. All right, I have my own. So here's the bottom line: this, I see that you have your little boat club membership that costs $10,000 a month. That's gone. That's gone. Your little Range Rover lease that you got for $1,700, because evidently
what do you drive? A Ford Fiesta? If you're lucky, come on, man. What's going on?
I drive a 1998 Ford pickup. Thank you very much. It gets from A to B with some rust on the bottom, and your little Range Rover is going to get repoed, my friend.
It would be really helpful if I could speak to your supervisor. It just doesn't seem like you're really the type of person who should even be handling black card clients.
You ain't born from the South. You don't know anything about manners, do you, boy?
All right, Jethro. Listen, I'm gonna call in. I'll call and speak to someone who can handle this. I followed all the proper channels, filled out everything. I absolutely qualify. I make way more money than you're ever gonna see in your life.
Whoa.
So I'll deal with someone else. I'll deal with someone else about this. All right, hillbilly.
You don't know my salary, sir. Okay, and what I sell on eBay is my business.
You're not making much, man.
You know what? I'm gonna downgrade you down to the blue card. You remember that one? Remember that one 15 cards ago? That's when I'm downgrading you to.
Barely remember it. Yep. Listen, I'm gonna call and speak to someone else who can actually handle it.
Good luck getting through.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I understand that you had an issue with one of my sales representatives. I'm calling from American Black Card.
Yeah, I did, actually. First of all, my
he
first
made
concern...
fun of what I drove. You make sure you take that Range Rover.
Buford? Buford?
The first
I drive a
was
Ford pickup, and it's a nice Ford. Okay?
Completely unprofessional. And second of all, I really don't understand why there's something wrong with my black card. Like I said, I filled out everything appropriately.
It's
more
your
than qualified.
Club. Goodbye, Richo.
More importantly, why is your girlfriend Ashley calling the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show and telling us that you like to flaunt your black card around everywhere and that we should play a phone slam on you?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, man. That was Roy.
Yeah, hey, man. And by the way, now that we know you have a black card, you're taking us out for drinks.
That's fine. As long as I get to keep it and I don't have to deal with that person.
Phone slams. Because we all need a good laugh at our friends' expense. Kiss 95.1. Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Off-air Roy showed up again. Love that. Off the mic, Roy.
Oh, he's amazing.
What name you got?
All right, so it is Wake Up and Win. We want to make you $500 richer. So you went to the website. You told us what time you wake up. And if you hear your name right now, you could be winning that $500. But at 6:50, Corinne Landucci says that she wakes up with us.
Hmm.
Corinne Landucci of China Grove.
Ooh,
we're looking
Grover.
For you. Yep.
All right. You are on the clock right now as of 6:58. So you got 15 minutes. Let's go. You're supposed to be awake now. You're supposed to be ready for this money. Give us that name one more time, Loren.
Corinne Landucci of China Grove.
704-570-9595. You better be calling.
Good morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Still looking to give away $500. We just have it sitting here. This shiny, crisp $500 bill is just sitting here in our Wake Up and Win contest.
Well, it belongs to somebody, but they got to call us back first.
Who is that somebody it belongs to?
Corinne Landucci of China Grove. So if you know Corinne, you might want to give her a call.
Better yet, if you know anyone named Landucci, that's not a common name.
I was just going to say, I'm so glad we had the Italian on the show. Read that name. Landucci. Because Roy would have been like, Landucci. So if you know her, she's a Grover. The Grovers need to stick together and help each other out up there while you're sitting in that stupid 77 traffic. So come on. Call 704-570-9595. Lynn Landucci?
Corinne
Landucci.
There you go.
Her sister's Lynn, I heard.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Who am I helping out?
All right. So we got a Facebook message from Jessica, Roy.
I read this too last night. This is awesome.
Okay.
And she says, hey, guys, I need some help. I asked my friends about this, and they're totally torn, and I hear Roy gives good advice. Ha ha.
What does that mean?
Hold on. Just simmer down. So my friend had a bachelorette party a few weeks ago, and we all dressed up in lingerie for the night.
Mm-hmm.
It was an awesome night in Nashville, and we made lots of memories. So here's where it gets a little weird.
Just pause real quick. So they're dressed in lingerie walking around town?
I suppose so. It's okay. A bachelorette party, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, Amanda went to one of those in Memphis once. I talked to her about this last night.
Yeah, I've never done the full lingerie thing. Like, we've done the bustier thing, yeah, but not the full lingerie. Okay, anyway, she says, my older stepbrother, who's 31, saw the picture of me and my three friends and said I looked really good, quote-unquote, better than all the other girls.
What?
I was all grossed out, but he said to take it as a compliment. Should I?
No, don't take that as a compliment. That's creepy. That is creepy.
It's a stepbrother.
Yeah, I know. So that's like the weird thing because, you know, depending on the situation, you may not have grown up with them.
Right.
You know, they might be stepbrother as
like
an adult.
Recently?
Yeah, but that's still so weird.
All right, well, hold on. Let's break this down for a second.
Right.
Let me get into Roy's head a little bit. And by the way, feel free to jump in and help Roy out on unqualified advice. Creepy for the stepbrother to say that she looked good in lingerie.
Yes! Did you hear what you just said? That doesn't sound
but
right.
I'm going to ask you something. But I'm going to ask you something
what,
here.
What happens if this ends up to be an ex-stepbrother at some point?
704-570-9595. Does it make a difference? What if it was her blood brother, her real brother?
Oh, that's weird.
That's worse.
That's worse.
That's worse.
He made the comment.
What's the compliment line? Because Roy's got a sister. So if your sister looked great in a dress, would you not say that?
No.
Yes. I mean, dress is beautiful. If I see my sister run around in lingerie, I'm not going to be like, woo, look at you, girl. You know, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, here's where I think the line was, honestly. So the quote was that I looked really good. "Quote unquote better than all the other girls."
Better.
That's where it gets weird.
So you think the better than all the girls is strange?
Better than all the other girls, because then that to me that means that now you're physically attracted to me. That's not just you giving me a compliment like, "Hey, your body looks really good." Like, I mean, that sounds weird when I say it out loud.
But see, no. Lorraine, you're right, because I don't have a sister. I have two older brothers,
right?
And so I don't know what the line is. And honestly, like, I talked to Amanda about this last night because I saw the Facebook message and we debated it. And like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it is a compliment.
See, I think it's a compliment that like, and again, this sounds weird to say it out loud, but like, hey, you worked really hard on your body. Like, you look great in that kind of thing. Would it be any stranger if she was in a bikini?
That's what I was going to ask Roy. Would you compliment your sister if she looked great in a bathing suit?
Like, hey, she had two babies. Like, you look great.
He's staring
that's
at us.
That's different.
That is different.
Than like Roy seeing a picture of Alyssa with her three girlfriends in a bikini. Let's change it to a bikini and saying, hey, you look great in that picture. Way better than all your other friends. That's weird.
Yeah. You know, and lingerie to me is just such an intimate thing.
Not when you're wearing it around town at a bachelorette party
in
Nashville.
What are you
going
to say?
Though?
Hey, I love how see-through it or lacy it is. Like, I don't understand. That's so strange to me. That part is the weird thing, you know, because like a bikini, I would compliment my sister if she looked great bikini. That sounds strange.
You're like, wow, I'm a creeper.
So
everyone in their car, I'm telling you, in your head you think something, but say it out loud.
Yeah. So
we had Nicole hit her back this morning and asked for the picture.
Uh-huh.
And she hasn't responded because it does make a difference, Lorraine. There's different types of lingerie.
Right, like maybe depending on the pose. I would like to see the photo he looked at, because if the girl...
So would I. I mean, just for the show purpose, you know.
From market research.
Yeah.
Because if, like, all the girls, the puppies are out in full display...
It's a bachelorette party, so A, if they're wearing lingerie, and B, if it's a bachelorette party, I'm willing to bet it's
a little
on the
risque.
Skimpier side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to help out with unqualified advice, you can always be part of the radio family here and call 704-570-9595. This is unqualified advice, and I gotta tell you, I'm gonna stick as of right now, unless a listener change my opinion. That's strange. So, I wouldn't bring it up. I would never mention it ever again. I'd let it die, and I would have. Don't look him in the eyes. I don't know.
Bryn sent a tweet at the MRL show and said, "Why would a stepbrother look at you in the lingerie?" Is the real question. Does she say that in the email, or is she?
I think she posted it somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he just . Oh, so strange.
And then Kristen says, I'd much rather have a stepbrother say it to me than a blood brother, Manny.
Oh, of course. I agree with that. The blood brother's a bit stranger.
I think it's the complete opposite. I think nobody's gonna be more honest with you than your family. And what if she asked? Although she said she didn't say she did.
You think it was less sexual coming from a brother than a stepbrother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Alex from Charlotte. You are with the MRL Morning Show. This is unqualified advice.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. What do you think about this?
So I really think it depends on what the brother is like. If he's really socially awkward and says things like this all the time, then I don't know. Also, if she, like Lauren said, if she really does work hard at the gym, maybe that would be one thing. Or if she has self-confidence issues, that's another thing. But I have no idea what he's like in person, and I think that really would be to
right.
indicate if it's
so,
pretty or not.
I agree with that. My sister has lost a bunch of weight, and if I saw her in a bikini, I would absolutely compliment her. I'm like, Alyssa, you are losing so much weight. You look beautiful. But I would also say, like, you look beautiful. I wouldn't say, woo, you are way better than...
girl!
Yeah, you are way better than your friends.
That's why, Alex, I have to believe in Roy that... if it was a weight loss thing and she was feeling bad about herself, she would have included that in the email.
Right, absolutely.
She didn't. Yeah. This came out of left field and it freaked her out. And she said her friends are torn on it.
This is Nancy in Fort Mill. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey there. I think the big difference on whether or not it's creepy is if he could say this in front of other people. If he can get away with saying this in front of his mom, then it's not creepy. But if he can't, no.
Say it in front.
Crossing the line.
I have a hard time saying it out loud just in here.
By yourself.
But I get what Nancy's saying.
Totally creepy.
Yeah, it would be less creepy and more about body image if he could do it in front of mom.
Sure. I agree with
that. Thanks, Nancy.
Let's bring in Anonymous in Fort Mill. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I don't think it's creepy at all. My brother and I give each other compliments all the time. And the comments that we give each other, I mean, we're Hispanic. So we give each other, you know, I'll look at a picture and say, dang, you know, bro, you're hot. You're good looking. And my brother would see the same thing. Dang, girl, you sexy. What'd you do all that? So I don't think it's creepy at all. And he's my blood brother.
Okay. Yeah, I guess context there, too.
Well, and that's kind of what Manny said before. He thinks it's less creepy coming from an actual brother.
Right.
Because that would be more of the relationship, you know.
I think it's more building confidence with each other. I mean, my brother and I were just really close. And if he were to see something like that on me, he would probably tell me, all right, you sexy. That's what's up. Hey, girl.
Thanks, Anonymous. Would Brandon say this to Brenda on the old school Beverly Hills 90210? That's what's going through my head. And I believe the answer is probably no, he wouldn't.
Let's bring in Katie and Charlotte. You are on the MRL Morning Show. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to Unqualified Advice. What do you think?
I think it's weird because, like, I have brothers, and he didn't say, like, oh, like, you've lost the weight, or, oh, like,
Not like you're gorgeous. It's like you look way better than your friends.
Yeah, he's just saying, like, she looks good. Like, he didn't compliment, like, that she's, like, lost the weight or that, like...
Yeah,
he really like toned up or something. He just said, "You look good. Like I'm attracted to you."
And you know, one of our radio family members said, like maybe he is just awkward, socially awkward. Because I have friends that are socially awkward, and maybe he is. That's the problem with unqualified advice. Whenever they seek advice about people, we just don't know their personalities. We don't know the backstory. We don't know. Why did you pull up that up on the internet?
Because she just sent it to us. She doesn't want us to post it, but she just sent us a picture of it.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's see-through-y.
Yeah, it's see-through-y.
Yeah.
It's see-through-y. And it's like leopard print, which Loren loves.
Hey, can we talk about how cold it is outside and she's wandering the streets in that thing?
Yeah.
I think maybe she wears a coat and takes it off when they get to the club. But anyway, thank you. Anyway, so she did send us a picture of it, and it's definitely sexy.
Yeah.
Definitely sexy. One more, just from a guy, a brother. Let's hear real quick.
All right, let's bring in Brandon from Charlotte. You are on the MRL Morning Show with Unqualified Advice.
How you doing, guys?
Hey buddy, real quick, in 30 seconds, you're a brother. Would you do this to your sister?
I got three sisters, man. I also have a stepsister, and I mean, the whole lingerie or bikini thing, it's just a line that I don't go anywhere near when it comes to blood.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you be creeped out if they were like, dude, I like those board shorts on you, or like your abs are looking good?
I told my sister, like one of my sisters has lost some weight, and I told her, like, yeah, you look good now. You know what I mean?
But
that's like a congratulations. Like, but when it comes to bikinis and lingerie, I mean, that's just a line that I don't look at.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
We got a tweet from Rich. He said, it's weird he specifically singled her out. He is laying the groundwork for the future.
Whoa! Snap!
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Loren, thank you, Roy, for Unqualified Advice.
Yeah,
Loren, we're still looking for, we have like 4 minutes left.
Oh, Corinne Landucci, you're on the clock. 4 minutes.
And then we're going to call out another name for $500 in our Wake Up and Win contest in less than 10 minutes.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Somebody left $500 on the table this morning. 0-for-1 so far in our Wake Up and Win contest. Let's call out another name.
Yeah, we'll just pass it right along.
Let's do it. Somebody's going to win $500 before we get out of here today. I know that.
All right. So at 7:25, Cassidy McCorkle says that she wakes up with us of Hickory. So Cassidy McCorkle, we're looking for you.
Hickory.
Better get together and call us 704-570-9595. Do you know her?
to call her and tell her, hey, your $500 is waiting for you thanks to the MRL Morning Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So if Katy Perry was looking for a sign from God, I don't know what else he could do. This is kind of a scary moment. It happened to her in a courtroom. She's been battling the archdiocese over this convent. And there's two nuns that originally sold the convent, excuse me, to a restaurant owner who, in turn, sold the convent to Katy Perry.
Right.
So Katy Perry says, hey, I'm the rightful buyer. I should get this. And the nuns are saying, no, we didn't intend for it to be sold to you. We don't mind if it's a restaurant, but we don't want it to be whatever you want to make it be, you know.
Well, they've already sold it.
Yeah, but it's like holy.
Yeah.
I think when it's like a holy spot like that,
yeah,
they could protest.
So,
but they're okay with the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you guys want to hear what happened in the courtroom?
Yeah, I do.
One of the two nuns who have been fighting Katy over this whole situation collapsed in the courtroom and died.
Oh my gosh! What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Now, she was 89 years old, but she had served with the Archdiocese forever.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, that changes the story. She was 89.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. God was calling her home.
Yeah, okay. I thought maybe it was like some 40-year-old that just went out, and I'm like, whoa!
No, but still.
Some 40-year-old.
Katy, by the way, did win the court case. And between the restaurant owner and the archdiocese, they are set to pay Katy $10 million in damages over this whole thing.
You know what? If my court case had a fatality, I think I would just back out.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I don't need the damages.
Yeah, I don't need it.
No, instead, Katy goes on American Idol. And starts judging people.
And makes millions of dollars there, too.
Well, you know, listen, it's they did the deal. Business is business, man. You know, it's sad that the nun passed away in the courtroom, though.
So Roseanne is coming back to TV on March 27th on ABC. But we did get a first look of the opening credits, and the harmonica has stayed, but the whole scene where they're showing the kind of dysfunctionality of the family is gone, and it's a little bit more wholesome and depicts a more loving family in the opener. But everything else will remain the same.
I can't wait. I love that show.
Yeah. Tori Spelling, she just revealed that she's working on a new project with Jenny Garth.
Yes.
So, I don't think it's going to be a 90210 thing.
Oh, it needs to be.
I know. She did post a picture, though, from the CBS studios. No details on what they're doing together, but besides 90210, the two friends did work together in 2014 on Mystery Girls.
You have no idea, Roy, how good 90210 was back in the 90s.
I literally have no clue because I never watched it.
Yeah, you were like two when it came out, but it was so good.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Okay.
You love that show. By the way, your girl Serena Williams, she's about to launch a makeup line.
Yeah, good. And by the way, she's playing at Indian Wells in California.
And how does she have time for all of these side projects?
You know, other people do it for them.
I know, but she's doing something with Lincoln. She's doing this.
It's you. You're the busiest person on the show.
I guess. No, that's your not mom, true. Roy's got like 13 side hustles.
Your car shopping. You got your blog. You got this.
You
got
to take back blinds because
You have like you do like 20 ridiculous errands throughout the day.
I got to go to the cobbler.
Silly errands.
I'm going to go to the vacuum repair store. What?
All right. Clearly, I'm never letting this. You're never letting this cobbler thing die. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, if you guys are, I know everybody remembers Bobby Christina, but
yes.
Her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend is in trouble again with the law, and I'll tell you why.
All right, thank you. Loren, I don't like this one bit.
What's that?
Still no phone call. We have to do the name again.
Is anyone awake?
You have to mention the name again.
It is Cassidy McCorkle.
All right. Cassidy McCorkle took the time to go to the website, kiss951.com. She punched in her name. She punched in the time that she wakes up. Are you sure it was 720?
725.
725.
Yes.
And do you think she's Irish?
Yes. I have reason to believe she is.
It is a big week for her. Maybe she's sleeping in so that she
can prepare for the weekend.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would call and wake her up. And if I told someone that I could win $500 just by listening, I would be listening. 704-570-9595. You got to call and pick up this $500, man.
If you're from Hickory and you know Cassidy McCorkle, give her a call.
All right. So we're waiting for that call. And then we also need to play Can't Beat Loren.
Yep. 704-570-9595. Well, see, now everyone's going to call play the game and she won't be able to.
Well, producer Nicole will leave one line open. Okay. So that she can get in touch with Cassidy.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Brought to you by RE/MAX. With access to millions of home listings and 115,000 knowledgeable agents, RE/MAX recommends what's right for you. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now.
So Kiss 95.1 and Carowinds is looking for the ultimate Peanuts fan to win a family four-pack of 2018 gold passes for the opening of Camp Snoopy.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Enter now at kiss951.com.
You okay, Loren?
Yeah, sorry. I just went into a little sneezing fit.
You did like four in a row.
I know.
Yeah, that's good.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
Paying you to listen. Go to kiss951.com. Are you okay, Loren?
Yes.
Wow. Go to kiss951.com. Look for Wake Up and Win. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name at that time, call back and you get $500.
We got a crisp $500 bill sitting here with the three of us on it. Three for the, we're the face of the $500
no,
bill.
No, it's actually a real $500. okay, so at 7:25, Cassidy McCorkle said that they wake up with us. Do we have Cassidy on the phone?
Good morning.
Cassidy, what's up, man?
I am not a girl. That has been the biggest whole life.
I know. I apologize for calling you a she like four times.
It's okay. It's been happening since birth. I've been a redheaded Irish girl, but I'm actually a black man from Atlanta, Georgia. So.
No way.
God, thank God we're not detectives. Boy, would we be way off the trail.
Well, I think we can make it up to you with $500.
I'll take it. I will take it.
$500 right. In damages.
Yeah.
We apologize.
Cassidy. Now, who are you named after? Because it is really unique. You know, there's a lot of unisex names, but Cassidy just doesn't jump off the page right. To me. So who are you named after?
One guess. I'll give you one guess who I'm named after.
Either aunt or mama. Grandma.
No. Keith Partridge. David Cassidy. My aunt loved the Partridge. David
Cassidy. Oh, my gosh. That's wow. So funny. You got his last name as his first name? As your first name?
Yeah, couldn't you have gone with David?
Yeah.
Dude, I think it's awesome. You got a unique name, and it's really, really great that you woke up and won with us. And thank you so much for listening to the MRL show.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody in Hickory that blew my phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, the community coming together. Love it.
All right, Cassidy, enjoy that $500, okay, bud?
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great one.
See you, man.
You too.
Wow. Yeah, we were way off the trail on that, but it sounds like, you know, he's used to that.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Loren, you're going to play Chrissy. God only knows who that is.
I don't want to guess.
Yeah, Chrissy and Rock Hill. We'll just take a stab at it. He's on hold and we'll play next.
Okay.
Can't be Loren.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Corona Life on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, yeah. Chrissy. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Welcome. Thank you.
Chrissy's a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
We weren't sure after Cassidy, so we had to ask the question.
We're not assuming anything.
Mm-mm.
We've already paid someone $500 in damages this morning. We didn't want to have to do it again.
Well, you've already paid me $500 on the first, so you're good.
Oh, really? You won the contest?
Yeah. I did on the first.
Oh, let's see if she wins.
Is she eligible to play again?
No.
We'll let you play, but you can't win. You're not qualified to win the Corona prize pack.
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
That's okay, but we'll let you play. So go ahead and throw her out of the studio so we can get going.
Okay, you gotta go, Loretta.
I'm going.
Producer Nicole now feverishly looking through the rules to make sure that's right, but yes.
Yeah. I
think it's like 60 days or something like that after you win a contest.
And then meanwhile, by the way, Chrissy has such good luck. Everyone else that's listening that never gets through is like, good. Play again, Chrissy.
I know. My bad, guys.
That's okay. Here we go. On a Monday morning, Chrissy playing for Rock Hill. T Swift dropped her music video for the single Delicate. Delicate is off her latest album titled what? Ooh, tough number one.
Reputation?
Question number two. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie are your new American Idol judges. What well-known host is still hosting the show?
Ryan Seacrest.
A Minnesota lawmaker drafted a bill to ban The Bachelor's Ari from entering the state. Who hosts the show, The Bachelor?
Oh, Jesus.
No, he does not.
So it's a guy, maybe.
Three,
I don't know.
2-1, no answer there. Okay, question 4. Mark Hamill was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. What character did he play in Star Wars, the originals?
Oh, I'm going to get so much crap for this. Oh,
Loren's not going to know this either, though. 3.
Okay, you said character in Star Wars?
Yes, 2.
Okay, I'm going to go with Spock. Is that it? No, that's
Spock,
Star Trek.
Fine, take it. No, no.
Spock? Okay. Okay.
Spock, Star Trek, but we're taking it.
I know.
Okay, question 5. O.J. Simpson's confession show aired on Fox last night. What sport was O.J. a star in?
Oh, my God. Y'all are brutal. O.J. Simpson. I'm going baseball.
All right, come on in, Lauren.
What's up?
Roy's just doing some calculating.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple. All right, she got 2 correct.
Okay.
Not easy. Here we go. T-Swift dropped her music video for her single Delicate. Delicate is off her latest album, which is titled what?
Is it 3? Reputation.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, that's close. 1-1.
I know. I kept thinking Revenge, and I'm like, it's not Revenge.
Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie are your new American Idol judges. What well-known host is still hosting the show?
Ryan Seacrest.
That's right. 2-2.
A Minnesota lawmaker drafted a bill to ban Bachelor's Ari from entering the state. Who hosts that show?
Chris Harrison.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Chrissy did not have an answer for that one. 3-2.
Mark Hamill was given a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. What character did he play in Star Wars? Just name a character. 3.
Chewbacca.
2. No, that's incorrect.
Don't worry, she said Spock from Star Trek.
My girl.
The correct answer was Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
We're 3-2.
All right, question number 5. O.J. Simpson's confession show aired on Fox last night. What sport was he a star in?
Football.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Chrissy said baseball. Final score, 4-2. Lauren, you got 3 wins.
Mm. Chrissy, so sorry.
I wasn't going to win anyway, so it's all good.
There you go. You didn't have nothing to play for. All right, Chrissy, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today, though?
Yep, my name is Chrissy, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Chrissy.
No problem, guys. Have a great day.
All right, bye, Chrissy.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Got to get you your War of the Roses. Why is Blake being blamed by Ashley for cheating on her? And then why does Blake want to split up the roses? Ooh, we'll find out. War of the Roses, less than 10 minutes. The Manny.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ashley's with us for War of the Roses today. Ashley, you've been dating your boyfriend for about 1.5 years. So what's different now as opposed to when you started off?
Yeah, well, everything's going great. And then in the last couple months, he's kind of been seeming distant and acting weird and not being conversational. And then the other day when we were moving furniture, he called me. Not just one different name, but 2 different names.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's find out. All right,
let me go ahead and call him up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Blake.
May I ask his name?
Hey, Blake, I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our monthly Text to Win contest. So I have a beautiful romantic bouquet of red roses for you to send to the one that you love, valued at $100. Congratulations.
I can send flowers to someone.
Yes, sir.
Seeing multiple people experimenting.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. Would you like to send it to one of them?
You know what? I don't know if you guys do this. I don't know if this is weird, but is it possible? It's 12, right? Could I split them up amongst 3?
Sure. We usually just split it 2 ways, but I can make an exception today.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Let's just start off with the names, and then we can go back and do the individual cards.
Okay.
To go along with it. Who's the first person you'd like to send it to?
Ashley. The first girl.
All right. And the second?
Lori.
Okay, one for Lori.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name?
Tina.
And Tina. All right. You're quite the ladies' man. Three girls, huh?
Well, you know.
Which one of these girls have you been with the longest? Maybe get
Lori.
Her a romantic card.
Lori.
Oh, really? You've been with Lori the longest?
Wait, what?
Oh, hey. Wow. Remember me, Ashley?
Hey, Blake, that is your girlfriend. Well, we think it's your girlfriend, Ashley.
One of them.
You're on the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, what the f***?
Ooh, yeah. We busted a cheater, bro. You've been with Ashley for a year and a half.
And you've been with Lori the longest? How long have you been with Lori?
Wait, no, this isn't...
So, Ashley, you're actually the side piece in this game.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, Ashley, it's not like what you think. Lori and I, we've known each other a really long time.
Clearly.
So what? Yeah. How long have you been with Lori?
You don't get it. So Lori and I, we actually used to be married, and...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that, and so, I mean, I've known...
So there's that.
All right, well, I'm going to ask the next question, and I'm afraid to ask, but were you also married to Tina?
No, I'm not also married to Tina. Wait, what is this? Why am I telling everybody?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Ashley, why don't you tell Blake why he's on War of the Roses?
This is so humiliating. Okay, well, Blake, the other night when... Okay, when we were moving furniture, you said both their names. You said what? Tina and Lori to me.
Did you even realize it?
No. What? No, I didn't do that. No. Why would I do that? That's so, no. That's no. I'm.
Yes. No. Why do you think I have you on the show right now?
Listen, Ashley, I don't even know. Like, I was just kind of, I've just been bored with you. All right. Like,
Whoa.
It's just been. And is why I guess I hit up Lori again and Tina. So I mean, if you just weren't so blah,
well, why not break up with her then? I mean, that's fair. Why not say I'm sorry, Ashley? We need to end this. We need to talk. Why just cheat?
But aren't you sending mixed signals to your ex-wife too? Like, that's weird.
Well, he's a hot mess.
Listen, Ashley, you're gorgeous and you're fun. Sometimes, but I, what do you want me to say? You know, I like different pieces of fruit.
How about there's nothing to say and it's over?
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
Coming up after 8, we're going to talk about why Loren's son is home currently with someone who's not his the dad or the sitter.
It's Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren.
Is that a scary morning for me?
Yeah. What's going on? What's going on in your world? Why are you a little nervous over there?
Well, I've been like, I'm okay now, but I was a bag of nerves from the time I walked in here at 5 o'clock till about 15 minutes ago. And my son, so Dallas is out of town. Mm-hmm. He had to go down to help my mom. My mom's closing on her house.
I saw he was super busy yesterday lounging on the beach, taking
on the
a
beach.
Picture. Yeah,
yeah,
that was nice.
Wow,
we're freezing in the worst weather ever.
But he had to go down and help her with some stuff. So Cash and I were by ourselves all weekend. And today, obviously, I have to come into work. And there's a period of time between the time I leave for work and when our babysitter gets there at 8 o'clock.
Oof.
And we don't really have a whole lot of family here in town. I have my mom's boyfriend. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a great opa,
mm-hmm.
but knows nothing about taking care of children.
Mm-hmm. Like, by himself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. like, fun, well, not fun sidebar story, but sidebar story. He had him in our living room. And I heard a big thunk, and he goes, he didn't hit his head. And then 10 minutes later, there was like a big knot on his head.
So, that's a grandpa
yeah,
for you.
That's Opa. So my mom's boyfriend, Opa, was watching Cash this morning for me. He came over at 5 o'clock when I had to leave.
And Cash was probably sleeping at that point.
Cash was still sleeping, but Cash typically gets up right after I leave.
Okay.
My saving grace is the time change.
Right.
So I was hoping and praying the whole time that Cash would just sleep until the babysitter got there, because Opa, as great of his granddad as he is, he didn't even know how to change a diaper.
Well, he'll have to, because Cash will have a wet diaper when he wakes up.
Right.
And then he's got to make breakfast for him.
Right.
So how are we doing? Because now your nanny's there.
Uh-huh.
So what time did Cash wake up?
Cash is still sleeping.
Oh, so he got lucky.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like, I literally must have checked my monitors 15 times in 2 hours.
Yeah. Huh. And when does your husband Dallas come back?
Tonight. So we should be back on board tomorrow morning. But man, that was like a scary 2 hours for me.
You know, it's funny too, because you're leading me to think of something. Like when my grandparents watched me. Now, my grandmother died in like 2008 and my grandfather died in like 1992, y'all. So, I mean, like, they're old.
Yeah.
So, but they were old and like they're from a different generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like things that they did to me would be viral video worthy now.
Oh, 100%.
Like, my mom even told me the story just the other day. Like, get this. My mom, when they were training her to not wet the bed, my mom and my aunt, her sister, they had beds that would shock them if the beds got wet.
What?
And my mom's like, yeah, everybody had them. It was like part of the training process. It would like prevent you from wetting the bed.
You shock collar your kids?
Basically, I guess. I was like, Mom, Amanda and I were like, we couldn't believe it.
And I don't
even know that existed.
Last time I checked, like, liquid and electricity typically doesn't go together.
Right?
It's not a good thing.
Okay, I got shocked.
Well, that's why. And it was like it would try and keep you from stopping to pee.
My gosh.
My dad told me that like his grandfather, like they grew up in the country and my dad kept like wandering off when he was a kid. So that they chained him to a tree.
What? No, they did. You're making this stuff up.
I'm not making this up, boy.
They did not chain him to a tree.
He kept going. He kept walking away, and they were trying to like mow the yard and stuff.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
So my dad was 42 when I was born, and I thought this was bad. But what he used to do with his buddies is I would fall asleep, and they would set up like little things around me, like empty beer cans, and like set up a whole set and take pictures.
Yeah.
But like that to me was crazy. He got chained to a tree.
Yeah.
The beer thing's kind of funny.
Yeah, the beer thing is funny.
Too much to drink.
But my mom and my dad both told me, and we were like, what? And my mom, I'm like, Mom, do you have any idea? Like that would be so viral right now. My dad's like, we didn't think anything of it. Like that was a thing. He's like, I'll tell you what I didn't do the next time I was up there was run away.
Meanwhile, I was going to tell my story, but yours way beats mine.
Yeah.
I'm afraid
to open the phones to this, though.
I don't want
to get like abuse stories, but like I wonder if anybody had like strange punishment. Like did we've talked about how grandma had an old house.
Uh-huh.
Like did grandma put you in the scary room?
Oh
when
my
you
gosh.
Were bad?
What?
I'm telling you, it was a different time, bud.
So it was a different time. So when my dad was younger, when he was like getting into his teenage years, his dad sat him down and made him smoke a cigarette so he would know that it wasn't good. But then my dad ended up smoking his whole life and died of lung cancer. Like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, what a backfire.
What a backfire.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Grandpa.
704-570-9595. As long as there wasn't an injury or any like deep, dark, long, real serious effects. What was the strange old school punishment that you got? Or maybe your parents got because they're older than you. Then they told you the story. 704-570-9595.
Meanwhile, I was just going to say how my sister had to deal with, like when she brought the baby home, all of our older relatives were like, yeah, feed her popsicles.
Whoa.
Which is not.
Popsicle.
Yeah, compared to the tree guy over here.
The tree? How about the bed?
The bed is worse to me than the tree. The electrocution bed is definitely worse than the tree.
Nobody's beating the bed.
Oh my gosh, what goes on?
I asked my mom, I go, did it work? She goes, I don't remember, but like, I remember. I said, did it hurt?
No, she got brain damage from getting shocked. Jeez.
I said, did it hurt? She goes, I don't remember, but I do know that there was different levels.
What?
And like grandma, I was like, did grandma ever crank it up to like 10? She's like, no, I don't think so. I stopped before it got to that level. But my mom said it was on the market. That's what it was.
That is unbelievable to me.
You want
to
hear some of these?
Yeah.
Are you afraid?
I am afraid.
I am afraid. Anonymous in China Grove, you are on the MRL morning show.
Oh my God, this is so funny. But
it's crazy what was allowed back in the day.
I know, it's insane. Like my mom and dad used to send me to the store to like go get some stuff by myself. I was like 8. But no, seriously, the reason I'm calling, though, one thing that stood out was every time I got a cold, my mom and dad would give me, it was like brandy with a little bit of orange juice and some honey and like a DC powder. I was 6, man. Like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
Did it work? Did you feel better?
Always. Are you kidding me? Yeah. It felt amazing.
So much energy.
And it was so matter of fact, Anonymous. It was just matter of fact.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. Just sitting around, you know, watching TV, like 6, watching soap operas with my mom, lit.
Oh, that's so funny.
Lit.
Dude, right. We got 10 of our 12 lines lit up with people who want to talk, so don't go anywhere. Listen to this stuff. All right. Let's see.
Let's bring in Jasmine in Hickory.
Oops, sorry.
You are on the MRL Morning Show, Jasmine.
Hi. So I'm Hispanic, right? And we don't believe in timeouts. There's no such thing as timeouts in our world.
Okay.
So what they do is normally we would kneel down for however long they wanted us to. If we were extra, extra bad, we had to kneel on top of rice with our hands on top of our heads.
Kneel on top of what?
Rice?
Yeah, she said rice.
Does that hurt?
Yeah, like uncooked rice. Yeah, because we had to be, like, normally it was during the summer, we were extra bad, kind of. So we had shorts and we had to sit on top of rice, or kneel on top of rice.
I would think that would hurt.
Yeah, all the different grains. Needles, yeah.
It hurts, but you don't really think about it. Like, if I don't have kids right now, but if I had kids, I think I'd probably do the same, because it's not as bad, I don't think.
As being chained to a tree or electrocuted for peeing the bed?
Yeah. That's a little extreme. We definitely don't do that.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Jasmine.
I know. I really had prepared to say the popsicle story, and then you roll out chained to a tree, and it's like, well.
Let me remind everyone.
Never die.
My parents were young in the 40s. You know, like my dad was born in like 42 or something like that. Yeah. So this had to be in the 40s or like early 50s. What?
Nothing. No, I. It's a
he doesn't remember
thing.
Doing it again after he was chained to the tree.
Oh, my gosh. Melissa in Charlotte, you are on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I think shocked, but...
A little bit.
What's the strange old school punishment?
Well, mine wasn't necessarily a punishment, but when I was younger, around like 6 or 7, when I used to annoy my grandpa... He used to tell me to go play in the traffic and leave him alone.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah, I've been told. I've heard that like as like a...
Go take a long walk off a short dock.
Yeah,
you know, heard it as like a mean, like, go play in traffic.
You know? You can't say it now, like, though, because if the kid does it, you're screwed.
It's true.
Right. Like, I never took him seriously because, like, I assumed that meant leave Grandpa alone, but now if you say that, then a kid might be like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
That's right. Frogger.
Thanks,
out
Melissa.
There.
It's just entirely a different time.
So the whole bedwetting, like, I can't get off the bedwetting thing. So I'm, like, trying to look it up now because I'm like, no
Did
way
you
this
find
thing
it?
Existed. No, but now there's these things that they're alarms that go off in the middle of the night if your kid wets the bed. And I'm like, that's traumatic, too.
Yeah.
Like, every time your kid wets the bed, there's an alarm that goes off. Like, you announce it to everybody.
It's just something subtle.
Yeah.
Get down! Get down!
Psst, babe, I think Dean wet the bed. Yeah. Go check.
Darn it, Cashton!
All right. Awesome. A couple more people are on hold. Somebody got tied to another object.
Oh.
And then somebody had to go outside. This was always, I always felt that was mean when somebody, like, even when your dad, Loren, told you to go get the belt from the closet.
Yeah.
What did you do that one time?
I went and got the robe belt.
Yeah, so that was a little soft.
Yeah.
All right. What was your strange old school punishment? You could tweet to us at the MRL show, and we'll grab calls here in less than like 5 minutes.
Board. Get started at indeed.com/hire.
A couple people are sending us tweets about the unusual punishments that they got when they were kids or their parents got.
Yeah, Fitner says several times we were made to hug a tree in the front yard. That's just a strange punishment.
That is a strange one.
Oh, man.
Tammy says my dad Oh, here, hang on. Things moved. Oh, hey, we had to go pick out a hickory to get a whipping with.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't long enough, we tried to be smart and pick out a little one, and then Maw Maw got to pick it out.
So we're laughing at this because it's so crazy and out of the realm nowadays. But back in the day, that was just what it was, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like if our great-great-grandparents were around right now, they'd be like, what? Right. You don't do what?
Right.
What's time out? How does that work?
Let's bring in Amber from Concord. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, so similar to that tweet that just was sent out, we also had to go, like, even as a kid, and I'm only 30, we had to go out and cut our own switch. And if it wasn't thick enough, then we had to go back out, and our, like, my dad would stand there and watch me pick it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that sounds like the same situation.
Yeah, kind of better than a belt, but, like, the back of the leg, man, that hurt.
See, I was about to say, is that better than a belt? I don't know.
Let's not break down what abuse was better.
But thin ones have a little
whip
to them.
Yeah. Yeah, Amber, that's what happened to your dad, though. Someone did that to him, you know?
And it was
passed on. So, but I'm so glad that we're smart enough to, like, not pass any of this
break
on any longer.
Cycle,
yeah, my gosh.
Jennifer in York, you are on the MRL Morning Show.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Jennifer. What strange old school punishment did you have to deal with?
Me and my brother always argued a lot as kids, so my parents' solution was to tie us our hands around the light pole, so we had to stand out there so we can learn to work together and not argue.
That's funny. You guys can get out, you just got to work together. That's funny.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we wouldn't stop arguing for about a week straight, and it was their day off finally, and so that was their solution, and we couldn't come back in the house till we could work together.
How long were you out there for, Jennifer?
Yeah, what's the longest?
Probably 2 hours.
2 hours.
You have any idea what a viral sensation Jennifer would be right now? Like, Jennifer, I mean, like, you would be, that story would be viral right now. It would be embarrassing for you, but Ellen would have you on.
It wouldn't be allowed anymore.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be allowed. All this stuff wouldn't be allowed anymore.
And then you get a book deal on tour.
Right.
This is Maureen and Cornelius. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. When I was a kid, if I didn't clean my room, they would burn everything that was on the ground.
What?
So that sounds like a threat that my parents would have used on me a lot, but
never followed through.
Right. Did they actually ever burn anything?
Oh, absolutely. I remember after my 8th birthday, my father said, clean your room, and I didn't, and he put everything in the burn bin in the backyard.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Aggressive.
Well, I guess you learned your lesson. Well, I don't want my stuff to be burned by Daddy.
Yeah, Dad, you're not going to do it. Watch me.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I thought that would be a little eye-opening conversation for you guys.
Hmm.
The electric bedwetting bed from the 1940s and being tied to trees.
Yeah. You know, I got whippings with just like the hand, but not like on the butt, but not like that.
But then
when things were grounded, though, like we were legit grounded. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes parents may give in, but, like, I've told the story before. My sister and I cut up some collectible doll, some Burton Ernie thing. It was worth a lot of money. We wanted to play barbershop, so we cut the hair.
Burton Ernie thing. I never heard of him.
Yeah. I was a little kid. I didn't know what it was.
From Sesame Street or something.
Yeah. We didn't watch PBS as a kid. So, like, we were grounded from those two things, and I never saw them again.
Yeah.
Like, never in my entire life saw them again. Like, we were legit grounded from this.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, like, growing up, my mom, she would, like, you know, grab us and stuff. Yeah. But, like, I don't ever remember taking a spanking.
But I remember
you know what my dad would do? My dad would tell us to put the boxing gloves on and, like, let's go. Like my brothers and I, if we were fighting, he'd be like, why don't you go downstairs and do it legit?
But I remember my spankings didn't really hurt. It was just more of the humiliation.
Loren, is that allowed to have like a boxing ring?
You know, there was a moment in my mind when she was telling us about being tied to the light pole and having to get out together. There was a moment in my mind where I was like, well, at least they were being productive and like had, you know,
Is it bad that is it bad that I liked that one? I thought that was a good tactic.
like they're learning.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. Like, that should be brought back.
All right. You can keep them coming. Twitter at the MRL show. Loren, are you ready for the dirty? Can you get into that? Or do you need a minute?
Well, I mean, I had audio that I wanted to tell her about, but I mean, we could.
Okay.
Well,
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
We just might be fumbling through some audio.
What else is there?
Show is a
yeah. I mean,
so if you see something that says Katy Perry kisses contestant, I need that.
Oh, that was a good moment.
Yeah. And then Lionel Richie on changing his mind.
10-4.
So we'll get there in a second. But Bobby Christina's ex-boyfriend, Nick Gordon, was back in the news. And this is nothing new. The police were called to his house for a domestic violence dispute. And he was arrested and then released on $500 bond. Mm. So, such a sad story that this, like, keeps happening. Hopefully somebody can get him some help and you know, really it'll stick this time. Speaking of Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's family is finally signing off on a biopic of her life. And remember there was the one that was made for TV that they were adamantly against. This one they've signed off on, and it'll be full of unreleased tracks, never before seen footage, and live performances from her career. And it'll actually be in movie theaters July 6th.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, I've heard of this one before, too. My mom got this one. If you were left-handed, they would whack your hand to make you write righty.
Really?
What?
Yeah, Tammy tweeted to the MRL show and said, my dad was born left-handed. He went to Catholic school, and when he would write with his left hand, the nuns would whack his knuckles with a ruler. So he had to learn to write righty.
Wow.
What's the big deal if you're left-handed?
It was a thing, bro. That's Satan's hand.
That's
Satan's hand.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Tim McGraw had a scary moment on stage in Dublin.
Okay.
Now, he had just finished performing Humble and Kind when he collapsed to his knees.
Oh,
his
no.
tour manager and his wife, Faith Hill, both rushed out on stage, finding out that he had been very dehydrated. They pulled him off stage, and Faith came back out and said, listen, I apologize, but I'm making the decision for him not to come back out on stage right now.
Okay.
So they were wrapping up a three-day stint of performances for a festival, and they are set to kick off their Soul to Soul tour here in the U.S. on May 31st. So, but they are saying that he is okay, and he's being treated for dehydration, so it's definitely something that you can come back from.
Would it be messed up if I still wanted a refund?
I guess it would depend on how far into the concert you
were.
You
know what I mean? Because I feel bad the guy had a medical issue, but at the same time, I want to watch him perform.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel so guilty.
Just let him sit.
Can we get him a chair?
Get him a chair and
get
let him sing.
Water. Get him a chair and a water.
Yeah.
Okay, so American Idol kicked off last night, and there was a moment where Katy Perry kissed a contestant.
Oh. Let's see. Here we go.
My name is Noah Davis. I'm from Royal, Arkansas, and I'm 18 years old.
Wig, okay. Wig, did you just say wig?
Yes.
That's the wig one. That's not
wig.
The wig. That's
I feel
not the right
that already.
One.
What is wig?
What is wig? No, it's not your language. It's just for us. Wig.
We're on.
Oh, come on,
we're here.
Man.
We're here together.
I love you.
I love you so
oh
much.
Oh, my God.
Did Katie know what it meant?
It was a fangirl moment. Yes.
Yeah, that was the wrong clip.
Yeah, that was the wrong clip. By the way, we're still not 100% sure what wig means. Like, I know, like, I wigged out, I fangirled out. But or
means
something
when you're
happened.
So good, your wig flies off.
Flies off.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Listen to this. This is Katy Perry connecting with a contestant.
Yeah, a different one.
Benjamin Glaze. Yeah.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship.
Come here, Benjamin.
Yeah. Come
no,
here.
No. Wait. Hold
come
on.
Here.
No,
come on. Come on.
Come here right now.
Come on.
You can't
come
be.
Here right
come
now.
On. I got to get
come here.
Stop. What on the cheek?
Mm-hmm. He didn't even make the smush sound.
Right,
so, and then he comes back to make the smush sound, and she kisses him on the lips.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Which, in that whole process, I was afraid that he was gay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe he was.
Well, right, well, I know, but then he was, like, being forced to kiss a girl, which I guess if you're being forced to kiss Katy Perry, it's
not
that bad.
Yeah.
I was thinking American Idol making dreams come true, but hey. Yeah.
You missed the OJ confession, too, Loren. I have the audio here if you want to play a clip of that since
sure.
we were on Idol.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this. This is the hypothetical confession. If OJ had done it, this is what would have happened that night at Nicole Brown's place.
Things got heated. I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember.
That is so sad because that is so probably what happened that night.
Uh-huh. Except for there, we can all agree there's no Charlie.
No, no. A lot of people believe Charlie was him, his alter ego that night. So sad.
Very sad.
It is so specific to exactly what happened in real life, and his hypotheticals it's a connection that's unbelievable, Roy. Watch it today, and then you'll know if you
didn't.
And
two things that stick out for you. He just keeps saying, "I remember." I'm like, what?
Right.
And he is admitting to going to the house when he had never done that before.
Yep.
Crazy stuff. Okay, so if you follow me on Instagram, I found this new nail polish color that I'm pretty obsessed with, but here's my only qualm. I can't paint my own nails because I paint them and then I touch everything and I always have like dings and everything in them. Well, now there's these nail clip protectors. So you clip them on your fingers. They look like little hair clips and they have a shield over them. So after you paint your nails, you flip down the shield and then that will stop you from nicking your nails on everything.
You know what it looks like? You remember when you get bugles as a kid and you put them on your fingers?
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Like dunce caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
That's what Lorraine likes. You can find it at kiss951.com.
Phone slam. It's brand new. Roy plays Buford, the black card operator, and somebody overspent on his black card. It's hilarious. You got to hear it coming up in less than like 7 minutes.
Hey.
So if you are dealing with some carpeting issues, maybe you're dealing with a rug that is just filthy and you've walked over it and over it again, you're like, there's no way this is going to get cleaned. Well, we got news for you. There is a way, and it is not going to the store to rent one of those machines, and it is not spraying the carpet with chemicals.
So you want to know why my son doesn't drink juice that's colors? Because I knocked one over in our in our playroom yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't have carpet in the playroom, but that's another issue.
What do you mean? Why not?
You have an expensive rug in there or something, like
rug. Honestly, it's not an expensive one, but it is one that I have cleaned constantly from Zero Res.
Yeah. Zero Res is that's the group, man. Zero Res, they're your experts. They're your go-tos. I would avoid using anyone else simply because they don't have that empowered water that Zero Res has, is a copyright.
And it's safe for your kids and pets, which is why we use them. Call them today. They're going to hook you up with three rooms for just $119-704-509-4488.
ZeroResCharlotte.com. Remember, Loren, Zero Res is spelled the same way forwards as it is backwards.
Mind blown.
Individual results.
The most incredible thing is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
They're calling for maybe some snow in the northern area of Mecklenburg County today. Rainy. It's like just an awful day. But the weather honestly clears out for the weekend, and that's great news for us because it's St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, and we are going to be at Queen Park Social for the Shamrock Jam. We're bringing a Journey tribute band as well. Come party all day with the MRL Morning Show. Starts at noon, and tickets are $20. Get your tickets at kiss951.com.
A brand new phone slam featuring Buford the Southern Black Card Operator coming up in 3 minutes.
Manny Roy.
Ah, Roy. Let's hear off Mike Buford.
Hey.
Hey, Buford.
He made fun of me. That's messed up. I am a sophisticated man.
We're taking care of it. Don't worry.
I drink margaritas using Mountain Dew and tequila. Hey.
Thank you, off Mike Buford. I love it. He was kind of mean to you.
He was.
Snob. Yeah.
Those black card people, man, they get mean. All right, hey, real quick, I'm going to tell you something that Amanda hates that I do. And for me, it's just a habit. She definitely yelled at me for doing it this weekend. Actually turns out to be something not as bad as you think. Yes, according to a new study. I'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
Phone 6 Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
You're up in the Boone area, northwest of the city. You guys are dealing with some good snow. I thought I saw a couple flakes mixed in here in South End, but maybe it's just heavy rain.
I think it's heavy rain.
It's hard to tell. But yeah, they say maybe some snow later on today. I think the ground's too warm for anything to stick here in the city, but keep your eye open for that. Hey, real quick, everybody changed their clocks this weekend.
Yep. Everyone's on time this morning.
Our crack crew of writers who come up with funny things for us to talk about. And believe me, there is a crack crew.
Yeah.
They're cracked. They said, let's do a quick game with the words light for daylight and the word time for daylight savings time.
Okay.
Okay. So, for instance, Luke Skywalker's weapon in Star Wars movies was known as a
lightsaber.
So the answers are all going to have the word light in it.
Okay.
All right. You want to play?
Okay.
If you're traveling at 186,000 miles per second, you're traveling at?
Light speed.
Very good. The actress who played the mom and Who's the Boss? She also was a guest attorney on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Judith?
Time.
No.
Judith Light.
Yeah. That's right, Roy.
Out of 50-50.
All right, yeah. Now all these answers are going to have the word time in them.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, are you ready? Movie that came out this weekend starring Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling.
Time.
No.
That's in the answer.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Moment. I'm sorry, Wrinkle in Time.
Wrinkle in Time.
Oh. 1998 Britney Spears song. With the word time in it.
Time in it. Time saver? Time.
No.
It's a 1998.
1998 Britney Spears song with the word time in it. Nicole, do you want to give the answer?
Baby, one more time.
Yeah, but what's the full word?
He said it, baby, one more time.
Give me baby one more time is the answer we were looking for. Very good, radio DJs. Good for you guys to get that one. Let's see.
God, that was like her first
Harry Styles song from his self-titled album.
Everyone hated that album. that's an album that had a lot of hype that nobody liked.
Time to Go.
Sign of the Times.
Sign of the Times. That's it. Yep.
Okay. Good job. I'm glad the writers came up with that.
Yeah, you know what? That should go down in our history of gold radio.
And fire those cracked writers.
You know, someone's changing the stove clock in my apartment, and it's not Sterling.
Okay, well, who else lives there?
that's the mystery.
Is it your maintenance person?
I don't know. From time to time, I think my maintenance people, whenever I get them to come work, they fix the clock.
Okay, tell me what's going on. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Before, it used to be about 2 hours and 30 minutes off. And then all of a sudden, it got fixed just before daylight savings.
Okay.
And so now I'm kind of, of course, the clock isn't right because daylight savings just happened again. And I'm now curious to see if it gets fixed again.
Why have the clock 2 hours and something off?
Minutes,
like,
right.
Why not?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't know how to operate it. That was kind of foreign to me. I didn't know how to do the buttons. Mm-hmm. So,
I changed mine this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So I asked Sterling. He said no, and I was like, well, maybe one of his friends came over because we had friends over, and they saw it and like pet peeved him, and they fixed it. I don't know. Someone fixed my clocks.
You know what? I've done this before, and I do it to my husband all of the time. Dallas is always late, but he's like 20 minutes late. So I set our clocks ahead by 20 minutes. So he's on time.
That's good.
So Roy, maybe you're 2 hours and 20 minutes late for everything. So someone's setting your stuff ahead.
Yeah, that was the strangest thing. Sterling's like, I didn't change it. And I'm like, well, I didn't.
And clearly it's the clock fairy.
There it is. Comes and changes. And we don't have a smart stove that does it, but you know what I mean? Ours isn't smart. It doesn't do it by itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at mine. I changed mine. In this place that I moved in this summer, and before we moved in, the guy put in all new, you know,
appliances,
yeah. And the oven was asking me things I didn't even know it could do.
Right.
It's like, do you want me to turn on every day at this time? Do you want me to be
that sounds dangerous?
Like regulated heat? Do you take off on the Sabbath? Seriously, it asked that
on the Sabbath.
On the Sabbath,
I guess, or cooks on the Sabbath.
No.
I don't know.
It didn't ask.
I can barely operate the self-cleaning mode. I barely understand that option.
It was like preheat on Sabbath or like don't heat on. It was something about the Sabbath.
Get this move on the self-cleaning mode. I just threw water in there and I closed it. Ooh, I don't know if that was the right move.
No,
that was not.
No, that's not the right move. No.
It self-cleans, Roy.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
I thought maybe the steam did something. I don't know.
That's not right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'll tell you what it is that I did over the weekend that my wife was telling me don't do it. In fact, I do it a lot, but now I'm finding out that it was actually a way to say hello in a certain country. All right, it's coming up after 9. I was just telling Roy and Loren that I just got a text message from a friend who said this is an official groomsman invitation. More details coming. So I was just asked to be a groomsman in a wedding. And Roy, you yelled out, but you can't repeat what you yelled out. But why did you yell that out?
Because no one's ever asked me to be part of their wedding. No one.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been asked to be a groomsman. a flower girl. Well, nothing.
Well, you DJ'd weddings. You performed.
I've performed weddings. I've ministered weddings.
You were at the bridal show this weekend selling your services.
That sounds so strange.
As a striptease artist, you pop out of the cake.
Yeah, but no friend has asked me to be a part of the wedding.
That's okay. You want to know what the difference between guys and girls are?
What?
Like, you got a text message. And girls plan like this whole like, will you be my bride?
Yeah, I was about to bring that up.
Yeah. Big dinner, right?
Yeah,
and you would do it individually.
Yeah,
like she would invite all the girls.
No, we would like put a box together that had like a photo of us together in there and a bottle of champagne with a note that said, "Will you be my bridesmaid?"
Oh, I kind of want that.
I said
deal.
Yes. Will you say yes? You know.
You want to hear what he said?
What?
This is so funny. Yo, this is your official groomsman notification for the wedding, bitch. Email going out soon.
totally.
That's how we do it.
Yep. Difference between guys and girls. Girls, right there.
But I like the girl way. I kind of want you to wine and dine me if I'm going to be your groomsman.
Don't be picky, boy. Nobody's had you in their wedding.
That's true.
Hey, you shell out a lot of money to stand at the altar with those people.
Yeah, and his is in the Bahamas next January. I'll be off for 2 days.
Yeah.
I was going to do one, but now that I'm in the wedding, I got to get there early so I can do my duties because we're going to have the rehearsal.
Yeah. You got to help them with pre-nerves.
All right. Here's listen to this. My wife gets on to me, and you guys might know that I do this too. And it's a habit. I'm not happy about the habit. It's a disgusting habit. And I think I do it out of like either bored, like being bored, or like, I don't know why I do it, but I grab my crotch.
I thought you were going to say tooting.
Yeah, you do grab your crotch. Yeah.
And not a very private way. Like
and you know what you do too when you grab your crotch? You do the leg shake. Like kick your leg out.
Oh my god, I do.
Uh-huh.
Really? I didn't even know that. I normally I'm just
going for it, huh?
I always thought you were itching. I didn't know what
No, it's
were
not
doing.
An itch, bro. It's just like it's like if there's nothing, like if I came into to the office and Nicole and Roy and Loren were sitting there, I would just be like, You're doing it now. I just grab. It's what I do. I'm like, what are y'all doing? What are we doing? Are we getting out of here soon?
Mm-hmm. No, when you walk down the hallway, you definitely do the leg kick with it.
Well, that's even more embarrassing. Well, anyway, there's good news for me. Guess what?
What?
In Australia, according to the New York Post, the headline, genital grabbing used to be a way to say hello.
In what country?
Australia.
Okay.
So now I can tell my wife, hey, just saying hi.
Okay.
No?
I don't think that's going to fly for you, but okay. We can try it.
You know, there's different ways of saying hello in different countries. You got the double kiss.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Italian, French.
Yeah, it's like European in general.
In general, that's right.
Yeah.
The handshake, which, by the way, is becoming less and less popular around the country, this country and around the world, is germs. Like in other countries, to shake hands is like,
so you just do the pound.
You do the pound, or you just say hello. Like, let's leave it at that.
Right.
In New Zealand, they press their noses together.
No, they don't.
Yes.
They do the kiss. You snuggle noses.
No, you don't do that to friends. Do you?
I'm telling you.
Do it to me.
Hey, bro, how's it going? To get some drinks? Rub noses together.
In Guam, they knock knuckles on foreheads.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. In India, they respect their elders by touching their right foot. And in the Congo, meeting someone involves pressing each other's temple 3 times with index fingers. Show me where's the temple?
Here, like so on the side of your eye.
Yeah, so in the Congo, meeting people involves pressing each other's temples 3 times with the index fingers. So say hello to each other and press each other's temples.
Come here, boy.
I thought you can kill someone doing that.
You have to say hello, but why are you mad at her?
Okay, hang on. Let me poke your eyeball. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's sweet. Good to meet you guys.
That's weird. I don't like that.
I'd be afraid somebody would poke me in the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Some of these I can't even read. In New Guinea, the chief of the tribe, when there's a new baby born, the chief does something with the mom that the baby's supposed to do. Breast.
What?
Yes.
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wait, from what year? Like, I mean, these are normal things that happen there?
I mean, let me tell you something. 500 years ago, there was a creepy chief that started a weird tradition.
Yeah, he was into some stuff.
Yeah.
And as in recently as the 1950s, this guy went around, and his whole book is about how people say hello in different countries.
There's a whole book on that?
There is. And he writes, in the 1950s, it wasn't uncommon for an Aboriginal tribe in Australia to say hello via grabbing your genitals. Yours, not someone else's.
So are you going to stop doing it? Are we going to come up with a plan and a system? Or
yeah. Or are you just justifying what you do?
Yeah.
Hold on.
There's another one.
Hold on. No. This is a big article, so I missed some things.
Okay.
There was another tribe.
What?
There's another tribe. I can't say the name. I'm guessing it's in Africa somewhere. It was reported that upon visiting each other, the men would place their most privates, take it out as a hello to each other.
Like show each other.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sounds like a party to me.
Finally, hello! We found something that Roy was.
Nice to meet you. Come on
the
over.
The pleasure's all mine.
I got to be honest, I haven't heard a word you said.